Welcome to the Glow and Thrive Now podcast. We all know there's a million weight loss trends out there.
Oh, yeah.
Always the next big thing, the magic bullet, right?
Right.
But what if I told you something you probably already love? Your daily cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Could actually be a secret weapon in your weight loss journey.
I like the way you think.
We're about to dive deep into how coffee, especially when paired with this pasteless product called Java Burn.
Tell me more.
And help you unlock some serious metabolic power and shed those extra pounds.
I'm in.
Coffee's been around forever. It's enjoyed all over the world.
Absolutely.
And for years, there have been these whispers about its link to weight management.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
Like anecdotal stories, you know.
Right.
My friend lost weight just by drinking coffee.
Yeah, yeah, you hear that a lot.
But it's more than just stories now. There's actual scientific research backing this up.
Yeah, there's been a ton of research on this over the years.
And get this, in January 2024, a massive study came out that basically looked at 170 years worth of data on coffee.
Wow, 170 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. It synthesized all this research on how coffee impacts our metabolism and weight loss.
That's really bringing all the knowledge together. Wow.
And the findings were super interesting, especially when it comes to how coffee affects energy expenditure and fat oxidation.
Uh-huh. That's huge for anyone trying to lose weight.
I mean, 170 years of coffee science, that's wild.
Right.
So for those listening, this isn't just some fad diet or quick fix. This is about understanding the science behind a drink that's been a part of human culture for centuries.
Totally. And you mentioned energy expenditure and fat oxidation.
Yes.
These are processes that are super important for weight management. But to break it down simply, we're really talking about metabolism, right?
Exactly.
Metabolism, it's one of those buzzwords we hear all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can be a little confusing.
It's like the engine of our bodies, isn't it?
Yes. It's the engine that converts the food and drinks we consume into energy.
I like that analogy.
So you've got these two key processes within metabolism. Catabolism, where the body breaks things down.
Okay.
And anabolism, where it builds and repairs tissues.
So catabolism is like breaking down fuel, and anabolism is like using that fuel to build stuff.
Exactly. And then you have metabolic rate, which is how quickly your body burns calories. And this can vary from person to person, which plays a big role in how we manage our weight.
So basically, a faster metabolism means you're burning more calories even when you're just chilling on the couch.
Pretty much, yeah.
So now the big question.
Right.
How does coffee, especially with something like Java Burn, fit into all of this? Like, how does it rev up our metabolic engine?
Well, it all comes down to the fact that coffee beans are packed with these things called bioactive compounds.
Okay.
Bioactive compounds are basically natural substances that can have specific effects on the body. And the research we talked about.
Right, that massive study.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
It suggests that certain compounds in coffee can actually make your metabolism work better.
So coffee isn't just waking us up, it's potentially boosting our metabolic rate behind the scenes.
Exactly. And this is where Java Burn comes in. It's designed to work together with your coffee.
Oh, okay.
To really take advantage of these natural metabolic pathways.
I'm intrigued. So let's break this down a little. What are these key players in coffee that really get the metabolic party started?
Okay, so the big one that everyone knows about is caffeine.
Caffeine, yeah, we all know that gives us a boost.
Right, but research has actually shown that caffeine can increase your resting metabolic rate.
Really?
Yeah.
Even when we're not doing anything?
Even then. And it does this by stimulating something called thermogenesis.
Thermogenesis. Yeah, now that's a word I haven't heard in a while.
Thermogenesis is basically your body's way of producing heat and energy from digesting food.
So basically, our bodies are like little furnaces burning calories to stay warm.
Yeah, kind of. And caffeine gives that furnace a little nudge, making it burn a bit hotter.
So our morning coffee is like throwing another log on the metabolic fire.
You got it.
And on top of that, caffeine also enhances something called lipolysis.
Oh, yeah. Lipolysis is key for weight loss.
Break it down for us.
It's the process of breaking down stored fat into fatty acids, which your body can then use as energy.
So caffeine helps unlock those stubborn fat stores and turns them into fuel we can actually use.
Exactly. And it's especially effective during physical activity.
Interesting. So that morning coffee before workout could be doing double duty, waking us up and helping us burn more fat.
Precisely.
So we've got thermogenesis, our body's turning food into heat.
Right.
Lipolysis, breaking down fat, all thanks to caffeine. That's a pretty potent little molecule.
Caffeine's pretty powerful.
But I have a feeling caffeine isn't the only hero in our coffee story, is it?
You are absolutely right.
It's got to be more going on in that magical bean.
Coffee also contains these things called chlorogenic acids.
Chlorogenic acids.
They're powerful antioxidants. And studies have shown that they can improve insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism.
Okay. Insulin, glucose. Those are words we hear a lot, especially when we're talking about things like diabetes.
Yeah. And they're important for weight loss, too. So when we say improved insulin sensitivity, it means your body gets better at using blood sugar for energy instead of storing it as fat.
That's a good thing.
Definitely. And chlorogenic acids seem to play a role in how your body processes glucose, which is super important for managing weight and also reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes.
So while caffeine is giving us that initial energy boost and helping us break down fat, these chlorogenic acids are working behind the scenes, helping our bodies handle sugar more efficiently.
It's like a team effort.
It's a power couple. Okay, so we've got this amazing duo working in our coffee already.
Right.
Where does Java Burn fit into all of this?
This is where things get really cool.
Ooh, I love cool.
Yeah. Java Burn is specially formulated with ingredients that work together with the natural benefits of coffee.
So it's like a supporting cast, enhancing what coffee's already doing.
Exactly. The best part is it's tasteless and dissolves instantly in your coffee.
No weird aftertaste or clumps. That's a win.
Yeah.
So what kind of magic is happening when those ingredients meet our coffee?
Well, the exact formula of Java Burn is a secret.
Oh, come on.
But it usually contains ingredients known for their metabolism boosting power.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Like green tea extract.
Ooh, green tea. I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's full of this antioxidant called EGCG, which has been linked to fat loss.
Interesting.
Another common ingredient is chromium. It helps regulate blood sugar levels.
So it's like keeping those energy spikes and crashes at bay.
Yeah, kind of.
Nice.
What else? You might also find L-carnitine and L-theanine in there. Those are amino acids that support energy production and mental focus.
So we're not just talking about weight loss here. We're talking about overall well-being.
Absolutely. It's about the whole package. And the whole idea is that these ingredients work synergistically with the caffeine and chlorogenic acids in coffee.
Creating a metabolic supergroup.
You got it. So you get a much stronger metabolic effect than coffee alone.
So it's like coffee on steroids, but in a good way.
Exactly.
So say someone's listening to this and thinking, all right, I'm ready to try this Java Burn thing. How do I actually make it a part of my routine?
It's super easy. Just keep enjoying your regular coffee.
Okay.
And stir in a packet of Java Burn. Most people add it to their morning coffee to boost their metabolism for the day.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter what kind of coffee we use. Black with a splash of milk. Super sugary lattes.
For the maximum metabolic benefits, black coffee is usually best.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have added calories or sugars.
Yeah, makes sense.
But Java Burn's designed to be tasteless, so you can add it to any type of coffee you like without changing the flavor.
Nice.
Just be mindful of too much cream or sugar.
Right, those extra calories can add up.
Yeah, you don't want to sabotage your weight loss efforts.
Exactly. It's like taking one step forward and two steps back. Now let's talk about some of the common myths surrounding coffee and weight loss.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Like the idea that coffee dehydrates you. What's the truth there?
Okay, so caffeine is a mild diuretic, which means it can make you pee more. But studies have shown that the fluid in coffee actually counteracts any potential fluid loss, especially if you're drinking it in moderation. So your daily coffee isn't really dehydrating you.
Good to know. But staying hydrated throughout the day is always important regardless.
Absolutely. Water is essential.
What about the myth that coffee is bad for your heart? I feel like I've heard that one a lot.
Yeah, that's another one that's been debunked by science. Actually, tons of studies show that moderate coffee drinking can actually lower your risk of heart disease.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I guess those antioxidants are really pulling their weight.
They really are.
So coffee might actually be good for our hearts.
In moderation, it seems so, yes.
That's amazing.
Of course, if you already have heart issues, talk to your doctor about caffeine.
Always a good idea. Okay, last myth. Coffee makes you jittery and anxious.
Yeah. I think we all know that feeling.
Right. Is there any truth to it?
It really depends on the person and how much caffeine they're having.
Okay.
Too much caffeine can definitely lead to those jitters, but moderate amounts, like 3 or 4 cups a day, are usually fine for most people. In fact, coffee can even improve focus and alertness.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen to your body. If you're sensitive to caffeine, start slow.
Good advice. It sounds like when we're smart about our coffee consumption, it can be a really valuable tool for weight management, especially with the addition of Java Burn.
Absolutely. It's not a miracle cure, of course.
Right, no magic bullets.
But the research is pretty clear. Coffee, and especially products like Java Burn designed to boost its natural benefits, can give your metabolism a serious advantage.
Wow. This deep dive has really opened my eyes to the power of coffee.
Yeah, it's amazing how something so common can have such a big impact.
It just shows how even small, consistent habits can make a huge difference in our health and well-being.
It's all about those little changes adding up over time.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. This was fascinating.
My pleasure. I always love geeking out about the science behind everyday things.
And for everyone listening, thank you for joining us on the Glow and Thrive Now podcast.
We'll see you next time.
Stay tuned for more deep dives on all things health, wellness, beauty, and fitness.